Welcome to the New Braunfels OPC Sermon Archive. New Braunfels OPC is a mission work of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church and desires to proclaim the life-changing good news of Jesus Christ to New Braunfels and the surrounding communities. Today's sermon is preached by Pastor Carl Miller. Let's listen in.
Well, if you have your Bibles with you this evening, please turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. We'll be considering verses 14 and 15 this evening. Before we hear the reading and preaching of God's Word, let's go before Him together again with prayer. Father, as we hear the preaching of your word, we pray that you would remove distractions from our minds, give us a hunger for and feed us with this, your very word. We eagerly sit at your feet to be taught by you, Lord Jesus. May your spirit open our understanding. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight through Christ Jesus our Lord. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Hear now the very word of God written for you and for me today. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Amen. Thus far the reading of his word. Well, beloved in Christ, as we now come close to the conclusion of the Apostle John's first epistle, we find yet again a message regarding confidence. And from the beginning of this epistle, we have learned of the resounding importance for God's people to have confidence in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, in being assured of our salvation, to be encouraged to abide in him, that we will be confident before him and unashamed when he returns. And now John teaches us about another effect of a growing assurance of our faith, that being prayer, and even confidence in our prayers. If we have a growing assurance and an increased faith, that will lead us to pray and to pray more. People who grow in faith spend more time praying. How is your prayer life with the Lord? I encourage you to think about that this evening. Day to day, you may struggle, not only with approaching God in your prayers, but also consistency in your prayers. How often do you pray to God? Do you understand the purpose and importance of prayer? Prayer is communication and communion with God. Although we often don't show it to be such, it's essential in our relationship with Him. And so consider this. Do you highly value communicating with God? We, as God's people, pray when we are around other Christians at church, maybe Bible studies. We pray at mealtimes. But do you engage in personal prayer with the Lord daily? If not, is part of the reason for your struggle in doing so due to a lack of confidence? Do you wonder whether He hears you? Do you wonder if and how He will answer your prayers? Do you wonder how to pray rightly to God? These questions are exactly what John addresses and teaches us about in tonight's text. For, as it is a great privilege for the children of God to come before His throne of grace, God also wants us to have confidence when we come. And so in verse 14, John speaks about our confidence being in Christ. He says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Now, this is the third time that John speaks of our confidence with God in this epistle. The other two being in 1 John 2:28, he said there, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." And the second is 1 John 3:21. "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God." But John says here, now this is the confidence. The Greek word for confidence means boldness or confidence. Confidence is a good translation of that word. It can also be translated freedom in speaking or boldness of speech. In other words, this growing faith will make us outspoken with God. It's going to take the zipper off of our lips regarding our prayers, so to speak. We are going to speak to God reverently and appropriately, but we are going to speak to him openly. And note that the confidence that we have is in him. It's in Christ. This outspokenness that we approach the Father with is because we know that we are in Christ when we come to the throne of grace. We don't come by ourselves. We don't come in our own merits or by our own strength. We come in the name of Christ. But John says that if we ask, the word ask comes up here three times. Now, you may be thinking, so what you're telling me, Pastor, is that I just need to put my desires in the form of asking and I'll get what I want, right? No, we aren't to come to God with a list of demands. But a growing faith will cause us to ask according to his will. As the Lord gives us all that we need and does so according to his will, we need to continue to approach him by asking according to his will. John, in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7, says this, and these are Christ's words. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." And again, in 1 John 3:18-22, John says this, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence with God." That's the verse I just referenced earlier, isn't it? But notice verse 22. "And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the What does this mean? It first means that we pray according to his word. We plead his promises. John Calvin helps us understand the importance of why God puts parameters, so to speak, on our prayers. He says, "For though God has promised to do whatsoever his people may ask, yet he does not allow them an unbridled liberty to ask whatever may come to their minds. But he has at the same time prescribed to them a law concerning to which they are to pray. And doubtless nothing is better for us than this restriction. For if it was allowed to every one of us to ask what he pleased, and if God were to indulge us in our wishes, it would be to provide very badly for us." So brothers and sisters, God doesn't give us free and open range in what we should ask for and what he will give us. And that's a good thing. Sometimes we may think that it isn't good. It's too restrictive. Why would we ever desire to have such parameters like that? And why would God ever impose such parameters like that? However, if we were driven by our every desire and obliged in those desires, things would be really bad.
Amen.
It's good and right for us to ask according to God's will. It's good and right that God has given us such parameters to pray in. Remember, the Word of God is the written will of God. And we also need to remember that we ask according to His will when we submit to His will, when we submit to what He will bring us and bring to pass. Paul told the church in Rome in Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, this. You can turn with me there if you'd like. Romans 8, 26 and 27. He said, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God."
Amen.
In other words, we have the Word of God, but we can't perfectly understand the rule by which we are to pray apart from the work of God in our own lives through the Spirit.
Amen.
Matthew Henry said this, "When God's about to do something for us or for the church, He sets us first to pray for it. He sets us to pray for that which He's ordained He will cause to happen." Remember also what Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26:39. He said, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will." My friends, we want what God tells us we should want, and we should want it on His timetable. And John goes on to say that if we ask according to His will, what else is true? He hears us. Does God hear your prayers? You can be confident that the prayer of faith will be heard. That is a fact. Be assured of this. And that's what John goes on to explain in verse 15, isn't it? Our knowing that He hears our prayers. Verse 15, "And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." So when he says, if we know that He hears us, John is saying that God does hear us. But some know He does, and some doubt that He does. That doesn't change whether He does or not. God hears the cries of His people, regardless of your belief as to whether He does or not. What John is teaching us is that it's better to pray and know God hears you, to be confident in that, than to pray and not know God hears you. Remember what Paul said in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. You can look there as well if you would like. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. He says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Beloved, we are again taught in this passage about when and how we should pray, along with God's promises as we engage in this means of grace. We are taught that we shouldn't get worked up about anything, but rather pray about it. Pray with thanksgiving for what you've already received. And when you pray to God in this way, He promises to do what? To guard you. This is a military term. You'll be garrisoned about by the peace of God. Brothers and sisters, if we consistently remember in everything and keep in practice the truth that the peace of God awaits us in our time of need, we would have no desire to worry. We would remember that we are in His gracious hands. And there is no need to worry about what is going on in our lives. And so God works through prayer to protect our hearts and our minds through Christ. Let's engage in using that means of grace consistently, even daily. And so John goes on to say that if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. We know that we have the petitions, or what petitions means is that the things that we've asked for. If we ask, God will give us what we ask. In other words, we can have confidence that anything asked for according to God's will shall be done. Thomas Chalmers, a 19th century Scottish minister, once prayed, "Make me sensible of real answers to actual requests as evidence of an interchange of myself on earth and my Savior in heaven." Keep in mind, my friends, these verses are a good reminder to us that though God's will always be done, God ordains our prayers and uses them as a means to bring about what He has decreed. I'll leave you with this. Consider these words from William Garnall. "Furnish thyself with arguments from the promises to enforce thy prayers, and make them prevalent with God. The promises are the ground of faith, and faith, when strengthened, will make thee fervent. And such fervency ever speeds and returns with victory out of the field of prayer. The mightier any is in the word, the more mighty he will be in prayer." So again, I ask you, how is your prayer life? Is prayer a priority in your life? How can we follow the biblical command of praying without ceasing, which teaches us that there's always an occasion for prayer? There's always an occasion for prayer. How can we follow that biblical command if we hardly pray at all? We all need to improve in our prayers. And if we're honest, we should all admit that we all can and should pray more. In fact, the truth is that we can't pray too much. We need to make prayer a top priority. But also, how is your confidence in your prayers? I encourage you to not shy away from praying as if your confidence depends on you. Our confidence is in Christ. And therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and to find help in your time of need. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Feed on His promises, that you can pray rightly according to the will of God. Consider the words of the psalmist in Psalm 116, the first two verses. He said, "I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon Him as long as I live." Those same words of the psalmist should be coming from our hearts too, beloved. We love the Lord. And as you love the Lord, and as that love is manifest in your heart and in your mind, that should draw you to prayer, to communicate with the Lord that you love. I hope that these words from John sink deeply in your heart tonight, and that you do have confidence And you come confidently, boldly, in Christ, because of Christ. And that you know that your Lord hears you. Don't doubt that. But rest in your Lord. He hears your prayers. He hears the prayers of His people. Call upon Him as long as you live. But finally, be encouraged from this passage about how God hears and answers prayer. I pray that God grants us all a vigor to pray and an increased depth in our prayers as we communicate with Him, knowing and desiring that all of our petitions and our supplications are answered according to His perfect will. For His will is good. His will is right. And we need to rest in that. Praise God for His word. Let's pray together.
Thanks for listening. We hope that you are blessed by what you heard today. To listen to more New Braunfels OPC sermons or to find more information about our church, please visit our website at www.nbopc.org.